Daylight, October the 3rd, morning. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. Love is strong as death. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Revelation 1:5, and Song of Solomon 8, verses 7 and 6. John 15:13, 1 Peter 2:24, Ephesians 1:7, 1 Corinthians 6:11, 1 Peter 2:9, and Romans 12:1.